Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I will be using my community comments every week to highlight various volunteer, nonprofit, and service organization efforts here behind the Redwood Curtain. This week, I'd like to recognize the efforts of English Express, a nonprofit dreammaker project of the Ink People. Marianne Heidkin started English Express in June of 2016. Marianne is a fourth-generation Humboldtian, and her family began as loggers in Elk River. English Express is a program designed to help individuals assimilate into our community. The program provides free English classes in a relaxed, accessible environment with free childcare. The program provides connections to community services and brings in guest speakers to connect students directly to those services. The program, at least before COVID, also organized field trips as an opportunity for program participants to practice their English outside of the classroom while exploring their new home and meeting Humboldt County business owners and residents. The people that Marianne teaches are often the individuals in our community working its hardest jobs, from cleaning to cooking to construction to working in our hospitals, state parks, and on our farms. The roles they play are invaluable in our economy. They're also often underemployed. Many of these individuals have backgrounds in the medical field, engineering, or other professional backgrounds. Unfortunately, not being able to speak English prevents these individuals from being able to share their experience and their expertise with our community. Oftentimes, these individuals are not seen out and about in our community because they're too exhausted from working multiple jobs to engage in our community activities. In my daily conversations with community leaders, the comment I most often hear is they can't find good employees. There's no one to hire. And those that we hire don't understand customer service, or they don't have a work ethic. They show up late for their shifts, or they just don't show up at all. We have local businesses that are cutting back their hours or closing their doors because they can't find enough good employees. Humboldt, we have a huge resource. The individuals from all over the globe that have moved here, more times than not, to be with other family members, and they don't speak English. They desire to learn, to be part of our community, to contribute, to provide a life for their children, to make this their home. This is something everyone in Humboldt should value. Differences often drive us apart, but in this case, we as business owners and community leaders should join together to do whatever we can to support organizations like English Express, to support those who have come to our community to build their lives. They want to be here. They actually want to work. They care about their families and our community. They're going to stay, so why not invest in them? Do what you can and either donate to English Express, volunteer to hold a fundraiser for them, or when COVID finally gets under control, set up a field trip for Marianne's students to come visit your business. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And remember, you can make a difference. All it takes are three words. I will volunteer.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.